You're listening to Let's Talk Money with Taylor Thomas on 96.3 HD2.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Yes, I'm your host, Taylor Thomas. We have a lot in store for you. Our first guest up talking to us about Let's Make Money and what he's done and his new book entitled The 30-30 Careers, Making 30 Grand in 30 Seconds. Yeah, everyone's ears perked for that. Our guest right now is Wendell Haynes. How are you, Wendell?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, let me fill them in just a little bit about your background. Okay, first of all, you're an Ivy League honors graduate from Brown University. Yeah, and an award-winning music composer of 12 years. You actually have scored over 600 commercial themes and promos that have, what, guess basically performed and been seen on Billboard's Music Conference, Canadian's Music Week, and Dynamic Producer and Conference, and BMI Music Panels. Well, that's just some of the things under your helmet. Am I correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
And you're young.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously because of your success at a young age, you wrote The 30-30 Career, Making 30 Grand in 30 Seconds, but can this doesn't seem like everyone can take advantage of it, right?
Well, actually, you know, it is something that everyone can take advantage of. It's a very big misconception that you can make money during this particular time, you know, especially with the economy the way it is. And if you think about it, advertising is one of those industries that just don't stop. It's always going on. And you turn on the TV, you're going to see a commercial, and advertisers want to continue to get their products out there. So this is an industry that is still booming. And I wrote this book specifically to educate musicians, composers, managers, artists, lawyers, record labels, and all future media professionals about the music side of advertising, you know. And, you know, especially for young kids these days who I find are mostly looking to get that hit record placed on the new Jay-Z album or the new T.I. record or Linkin Park or any of those major record labels, they're trying to get that hit record, which is great. But I am writing this book to let all of them know that there's also another way they can make a career out of making music, and that is by placing your music in commercials, Nike, GMC, Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz. If the music industry is all about getting paid, well, the advertising business is really about getting paid.
Clearly.
And that's why I wrote this book, The 30-30 Career, Making 30 Grand in 30 Seconds. And I emphasize career because you can make a career out of this business. And I've been doing it for 12 years. And the only thing, you know, the only situation that you might run into that you might be like, you know, no one's going to know you, you know. I think the cachet with making a hit record is you possibly have the chance to be in the video. People might know you as the producer. You know, everyone knows Swiss Beatz or Just Blaze or any of these major Timbaland kind of producers. You might not know Wendell Haynes, but Wendell Haynes may be on the same or similar level in terms of exposure, music exposure, because you might hear my music every day on a commercial, but you just don't realize that I did it.
Well, we know a lot of celebrities that we hear out there say I was a background singer. So, and I always tell people sometimes, yes, the talent that you see in front of the camera makes money too, but I always thought producers and those that are behind the scenes, a lot of them make good money too, depending on what it is that you do. And you mentioned a couple of things. These are some of your clients. You've had Miller Lite to Heineken, Sprite, Pepsi, Jaguar, Mercedes, Foot Locker, Burger King, Nike, HBO. That's a pretty big list to have under your belt.
Yes, absolutely. And these are all types of, these are all places you can get your music out there too, because even if you are an artist or you are a music producer or you're a manager of an artist and you're trying to get your client or yourself exposure to the masses, well, if you take that hit record that you have or that song that's not a hit yet, but you want people to hear it, and you somehow get it into a Sprite commercial, a Nike commercial, a Coca-Cola commercial, well, millions of people are going to hear it. Not only are millions of people going
to
hear it, but millions of people that you probably would not have targeted your music to.
Sure.
So now you don't just have the hip-hop base, or if you're a rock group, you don't just have the rock base. Now you've got everybody listening. You know, I think the Super Bowl is the time when everybody is watching commercials. Everyone's tuned in. That's why it costs $1 million, $2 million or so to advertise one spot. If you get an audience, a commercial might play over a period of a year. You get an audience of that magnitude watching your commercial with your music on it, that's going to mean so much to you. And I have record labels calling me all the time trying to get their music licensed in commercials. Why? Because they realize the power of advertising, they realize that they can double their exposure for their artists over different mediums.
That makes a lot of sense.